Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e tutti. Il programma radio della scuola di italiano, Libera e gratuita, Libera la parola, words from the world, continua ad andare in onda. Oggi accogliamo in studio Endei, che viene di Gambia. Parliamo della situazione delle ragazze nel suo paese e l'importanza dell'educazione per lei, per i suoi figli e per tutti. Buon ascolto!
Hello everyone, today we are with Endei in the studio. Ciao Endei, can you present yourself?
Si. Ciao everybody, I am Dei, Dei Kebe, in the radio program. Try to share some little things with you.
Can you tell us where do you come from and how old are you?
I came from Gambia and I'm 37 years old now.
And you told us that you did already some radio in Africa. Can you tell us a little bit about this experience?
See, I did a radio program in Gambia, the radio called Star FM. I was doing a voluntary job there. to help those people who cannot cook well. I help them with many, many things. So I do the program every week once.
When you did this radio program, what was your favorite dish and your advice that you give to people?
My favorite food was, and still now, is supakanja. That's a African food in Gambia and Senegal. They know that supakanja. Normally, what I normally give them advice for the young ladies have to learn how to cook. Yeah, because in Africa, you married early. The girls have to take care of their houses, have to cook, have to do everything. So I used to give them an advice like every young lady need to cook, learn how to cook very, very early before you enter to the marriage.
And how did you feel in this radio job?
Yeah, it was good anyway. It was perfect because I like it. When I do the program, I have so many calls. People appreciate when I'm talking with them. They listen to me, so I really love the program.
You talk about the girl when they get married, and how old are they when they get married in Gambia?
Yeah, in Gambia, we get married early. We get married latest 20 years. Yeah, in my village, we always get married very, very early because some of my younger sisters, they get married 15, 16 and above.
What is the minimal legal age in Gambia to get married?
It doesn't have a minimum age, but the right thing you should do, or what the parents should do, if you listen to them and respect their words, after education, when you learn, finish your education, you have to get married. Others, they don't even want to put their children in education because of marriage, because they go to they learn Quran. After the learning Quran, you get married very, very early.
J'entends dans ta cora, parfois même ta colère. J'entends dans ta cora ton cœur qui bat, mon frère. J'entends dans ta cora toute l'humilité, à la verticale, dans l'immensité. Au-delà des désastres de nos biographies, au-dessus des murailles de nos fausses vies.
Yeah.
des astres de nos biographies, au-dessus des murailles de nos fausses vies.
That you are in Italy, do you see some difference between being a girl in Gambia and being a girl in Italy?
No, it did not change my life because I'm African and I will always be an African. The girls are in Africa and the girls are in Italy here. They are different. Yeah, because in Italy, they don't disturb anybody. They leave you to decide whatever you feel to do, you do. If you wanna do anything, good or bad, it's left to you. Nobody will tell you anything. I don't think so. But in Africa, girls of Africa, they always follow their parents, listen to them. Even if you wanna do something they don't agree, they will always try to put you like a young girl, always. But I think in Italy, when you have 15, 16, 17, up to 18 years, you have to be with yourself. I think so. Yeah, because I think all European people, especially white people, they don't beat, they don't do anything. They respect children and they don't want to do anything bad to them. But they be with themselves very, very early to me.
Are there some girls who get married early but still pursue education or a career?
Yeah, others they learn or they stop learning very, very early because of marriage. Sometimes the parents will force them to marry. Teenage marriages are there because of the parents. You will learn, you are ready to learn, but the parents will not leave you to learn. They always want you to go and get married very, very early, which is not fair. Sometimes if you want to learn, they have to leave you to learn, complete your education. Maybe if you are in a very poor family, you try to have a job and help them.
For you, education seems very important. And before the transmission, you talked to us about education in Italy when you are a migrant woman. And can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to talk with that point. Very well, because it disturbed me a lot. It delayed my time a lot. The way they learn in Italy here, because the time I came newly, I was only thinking of going to school, learn the language, and try to do something, because I know what I left back home. So I was trying to go to school, but all the doors were closed. I would go to the internet and search, where should I go to school? Sometimes they will not respond, which is not fair, and you send an email. Like here, to when you come newly, to have a school to go to start learning, it is very, very, very difficult, yeah, to me, for what I see. And because I came since October, nearly a year now, and I should have finished by now or about to finish. So I'm arguing for those people hearing me who can do something about it. Let them make the education very, very easy for those people who did not learn Italian. Let them open the doors of education. Let them help the migrants in Italy here to learn easily and simple for them. Yeah, because people like me should have learned for long and tried to do something since, but I cannot have the access of learning. God just helped me. I just start learning 2-3 weeks back, so which is very, very painful. So if the government is hearing me, that is what I want. The education have to be very, very light. Let them open the doors of education. Let the people who want to learn the language very fast and have a job and try to help your family. That is what I think.
What's your advice for people who want to help, who have schools, little independent groups? How can they reach the immigrants, if you have any advice?
Yeah, maybe immigrants are many here in Italy. If the others are in the camp, others are in their apartments. So to see them, it is very, very easy. To help them is very, very easy. What I just trying to give them an advice is after the school, when the schools are open and is easy to have, I'm urging my fellow migrants to learn. That is what I want, let them learn and try to obey the rules and the regulation of the government. Try to have a respect of everyone, have a job, and just respect the government anyway.
You have 2 sons, can they go to school?
Yeah, the time I came newly, because the time I was coming, my children, they were learning in Gambia. They were going to school in Gambia. The time I came, it was difficult. It was very, very difficult for them to have school because they stay how many months in the house? Yeah, then we just keep sagging. Then after, God help us, they have school. They start school now. They're going to school for both of them.
And do they have special classes which help them with Italian?
Yeah, they're going to school with the Italian. They join in Briosco. That school is a very good school, and they normally help them. Now they capturing very, very well with their friends and everything. So I'm happy for that.
What do you hope for your children?
Best. I hope best for them, and I pray the best for them. They always know that what I used to tell them. Have a respect for everybody, especially the teachers. Respect them. Always do what they tell you, study at home for them and all the students. Yeah, let them study home, let them respect the teachers, let them care for the education, finish their schooling in peace and do something else. Just the education as well. That is the most thing, that is the most important thing in human life, be a boy or a girl or anyone. You need to have education before you do anything, because education is the best. You need to have education. You born from here, you came from anywhere. So if you always want to be first, or you want to help yourself, then relying to people, try to learn, have your education, and do something. That is what my advice for the young people. Let them have respect first, learn their education, respect their parents, and let's respect anybody outside for young boys and girls. That is my advice to you people.
And now you are pregnant. Is it difficult or not to see a doctor, to be followed by the hospital, or I don't know?
Yeah, it is a kind of small difficult. Before I have my catheter sanitaria, it was a very, very difficult, because whatever I do, I have to pay sometimes. It's difficult anyway by then, because I'm not having the money, and I have to see a doctor, so they need to help me. But now I have my hospital card, it's a bit better.
Is there any song from your home that you want to share with the people and talk about its meaning and what it meaning is to you?
I always like a song. Any song that songs a mom and children, I always like it. Yeah, because my mother, it mean a lot to me. Children also mean a lot to me. So any song you sung and give them, like you name it after the children and my mothers, I always like it. Especially mothers. The song that I should present to you people is always, I like children. I want them to be in peace. I want them to happy. I don't want to see children crying. So I always like a song for them. So this is Abdou Guitté Seck in Senegal. So that's a nice music for the children. And which is it here? It's my language, Wolof. Abdou Guitté Seck sing the song in Wolof. And it's a Senegalese people. And Senegal and Gambia, they are one head almost. They are one family. So we see each other. Have a good luck. Happy, I think you will be liking this program. And hope to see you with you once again. Thank you all Italian people. The country is nice. I love the country. So thank you everyone.
How we say thank you in Wolof?
Jerejef. Jerejef, that is. That is thank you. Grazie. Italian people.
Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you.
That's my pleasure. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Some
Libera la parola, words from the world.